You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call at 856-381-4500, or you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Also, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on iTunes. Make sure you go to that, subscribe, and leave us an awesome review because we're awesome and you love us.
Listen to everyone.
Love. Namaste.
Did you say?
Namaste.
Are you going to attempt other languages?
Is that another language?
Isn't it a term in
I thought it was just like Buddhist.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Buddhist is...
There's another language?
I mean, where does it derive from?
English.
Buddhism? I believe it'd be somewhere where the slanty-eyed
people. Oh, Indian, probably.
What?
Native American? I mean...
It's Oriental, isn't it?
I think so.
I thought it was from India.
What's the origins of Buddha?
India.
Is it?
Sounds right.
Is that right?
No.
I think it's somewhere... It's in the Orient.
Yeah.
In the Orient?
Well, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but...
Gookland.
It's in Europe.
Zombieland.
I don't know.
I thought Buddhism came from... Isn't Buddha a big, fat Japanese guy?
Yeah, Indian's Hindu.
That's right. That's Indian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nama's dumb.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I don't even know if that's Buddhist or not.
I think that is Hinduism.
Evil Hatter says it started in India.
Buddhism?
Yeah. I don't know if he's just bullshitting us or
what. Who said that?
Evil Hatter.
Ooh. I feel like he may know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody that sides
I trust
with you
him.
Knows.
Anybody with the name Evil Hatter, I feel I can trust.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hatter.
Thank you, Sir Evil.
I'm so glad this isn't a podcast about facts.
Oh, they don't want to listen to us.
God. Because we all look at each other like, huh? Yes? We
you
all
don't
agree?
Know.
It's pretty much like a voting thing.
Yeah, it's because,
we
I
agree?
Mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody.
Right.
Not the listeners, not us. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, if you're not Buddhist, who cares?
Right.
There's only a few facts that come out of the show. One, we're fat. Two, Missy's dumb.
Hey.
And three, every 2 weeks, the sound is shitty.
Yeah.
Someone call in. Let's see how it's running.
No, why would you do that?
Don't do that. Nobody cares.
Everybody cares.
Nobody cares.
Everybody cares.
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit.
I gotta say, Miss, I listened to the show, the whole, your glory hole appearance.
My glory hole appearance.
Yes.
My meeting. Drum roll.
And you were fantastic.
Thank you.
Especially
Thank
until you. Wins.
Thank oh, you.
Thanks, though.
You were great.
Thank you.
It's like that I'm going to drop a bomb thing. You remember that? On whatever that fucking stupid podcast was, I'm going to drop a bomb thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like our first year. It was like our fifth show.
I remember.
Marco was like, I'm going to drop a bomb. And you played the tick, tick, tick. Shit was funny.
That's one of the bad moments.
That sounds funny, though.
No.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
That sounds funny.
Sometimes you...
It turned into, what are you, a fucking moron?
We should resurrect that.
There's a few things we should resurrect.
There's a lot of things we should bury.
The show.
Yeah.
You know how people do that thing now? Like, it's really popular to take a photo from your childhood and recreate it as an adult. These people do it all the time. They'll take, like, a photo of them when they were, like, 8, and then they'll redo it when they're, like, 30 or whatever, and they give to, like, their parents. Like, kids will do it for their parents.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
It's just resurrecting, like, memories from the past.
So they take a picture from when they were a kid, and what do they do with it?
They recreate it now in the present
time. So they put the picture of themselves in whatever they're doing right now.
No. They go to the same place that the picture was taken and retake a photo.
Gotcha. All right.
And they do that, and it's really popular. It's really funny. We should do that with old Juice.
And how would we
I don't know. That? We'll listen to him. And then we'll recreate them, but as 2000,
all that I'm gonna all say, that just to say we should recreate.
I'm sorry, things. I was trying to build the scene.
Nobody gives a shit.
I was trying to you for you to understand where this was coming from.
Oh no, that doesn't work. No, don't ruin it. No.
Well, I apologize for explaining myself, Chris.
Cunt.
Oh Jesus. And it begins. I'm glad you guys missed me.
Yes. She's a malignant cunt. Yes,
You'd recreate yours in front of the trailer. With a fucking crash bike.
Yes. You like the cover of Eminem's album?
Yeah. Aww.
Fuck you, you fucking whore. Oh,
God.
Jesus. Stazza zitta, puttana.
I don't even know what that means. What does it mean?
Shut up, cunt. Shut up.
Jesus.
Man.
That was you.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
One day I want to do sound bites.
You do sound bites every time you start on the mic.
I want to do them for one day. We'll all switch roles for one episode.
No!
Come on. I got a great idea.
No.
You guys are shitting on me.
No.
I hate you. You all suck.
Wrong.
This
Thank
all,
you, Missy, for introducing that colorful phrase into my vocabulary.
Oh, my God. Where the fuck did you get that?
I have no idea.
This all started from a compliment, by the way. Marco was letting me know that I did a good job, and this is what happens.
Thank Put you. Those tits away. This isn't Africa. Where's your pussies?
Womp, womp.
One show away, we missed you.
We missed you. We had to come back.
Obviously.
Clearly, I wasn't talking to you, big titties.
Oh, my God.
God, Marco, you okay?
Oh, man.
You sound like you're dying.
Oh, fucker.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God!
Now it's you. What did you just? Did it, it sound like she just hocked up a fucking clam?
Just spit it on the floor.
Oh. I have congestion going on from the train.
From the what?
From the train, man. Every time I ride public transportation, I get sick.
God.
I just heard it when she laughed. She's like, it just came right up in her mouth.
Nothing came.
Did you ever open up a muscle?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what she had. It's just shot up in her throat.
It's all gooey and.
Ew.
And they did talk about your throat issue there on
they
the
did.
On glory hole also.
They did.
What'd they say? I missed it.
We didn't talk. We didn't. They were supposed to. He was supposed to bring equipment or tools or something. To
Who was?
Dr. Steve.
Oh, Dr. Steve.
And he was
Steve,
going
okay.
to, like, check my lungs and shit.
You're checking your lungs? I bet everybody there was checking your lungs out.
Checking my lungs. But they didn't. And he said that I just have a raspy voice. He has a raspy voice, too.
Yeah, Ooh. But you have a lot of congestion going on, though.
I took a... I didn't... It wasn't as bad then.
All right, she's had a cold for 4 years.
Four?
Try 32.
My voice sounded okay that on the show, though.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. I sound fine.
No, but everyone... Like, tonight, I noticed you're coughing a little bit. And
every time I take...
laughing, it was...
Every time I take public transportation, this happens.
You're allergic
Germs.
To public...
I'm allergic to people, I guess.
Huh?
Every time when I go on a plane, a bus, anything, it happens. I get really sick.
I can see a plane because it's regenerating.
A train is the same thing.
Huh. And you think it's because of other people?
Yeah. I mean, how many people do you think go on that train in a day?
I mean, I understand the transfer of whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. It happens when I go on a bus. It happens always. Mm. But I... prepared myself, and I thought I prepared myself enough.
How'd
and then
you prepare
I was,
yourself?
I took a bunch of lysine and
lice.
And then
is that to eat the germs?
It's an amino acid.
Yeah.
It builds up your immune system.
Gotcha.
So I took a bunch of that, and I thought it would be enough. But then I got drunk in New York, and I think that on the way home.
You got drunk on the way home?
Yeah, or after the show.
After the show, did you guys like hang out?
Yeah, we hung out for a little bit.
That's cool.
And then I guess
when we went to do the show in New York. Like as soon as it was over, we were out of there.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. No, cool.
It wasn't at the RyCast Studios. It was at
No, we were in the studio for like a half hour after the show, just talking and bullshitting.
Right.
And then Franco was really sick, so he wanted to go home, and Rob needed to go bounce. And then we were just kind of outside talking, and then everyone else left, and then me, Jesus, and Dr. Steve. We're like, oh, let's go out to dinner. He's like, he has friends at Pancetta or whatever. It was like on the same street. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to finish my cigarette and then I'll like meet you in there. And then I like forgot. And then we like started walking around. And
how
then
much time passed by?
A lot. And then I was like.
A whole cigarette?
Yeah,
you forgot?
Like, I kind of ticked Dr. Steve over.
You stood Dr. Steve
Yeah,
up?
And then he's like, where the fuck are you? And I was like, dude, I got pizza and then time passed. And now I'm on my way home. And he's like, what the fuck? And I was like, my bad.
You're an asshole.
He was with a bunch of his friends inside. Like, he was fine.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not like he was sitting in there alone.
Oh, my God.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I didn't realize that time had passed like that. And then I was like, shit, we have to... Because our car was in a lot in Trenton, and we had to get it out by midnight. So I would have stayed longer if we didn't have to get the car out. So I was like, fuck, we got to go.
Did you get lost going there?
No.
I just pictured you just...
It's a whole other world when I go to New York. It's like I know exactly where the fuck I am. Like, when we got out of the train station, I was putting up on my phone because I have, like, an app where you're, like, walking directions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we get off, and I wasn't getting any service, and I'm like, let's just go that way and then make a right, and we'll be fine. Like, I feel like that's the right direction. Totally was. For no reason. I was like, if it's not, we'll just double back. And it was fine. And we were, like, a mile away from the RyCast studios. We were so close.
Mm.
It was awesome. It was in the West Village. The West Village is... I got to spend like 5 hours in there, and it was awesome. I never really spent that much time in the West Village. I loved it. I love New York. So
I don't care.
I know.
I fucking hate New York.
I know you don't. I love New York.
Fan.
But it was like the neighborhoods, though. Like, it was different than being in Manhattan and like being in Times Square and being around all those fucking people. It was like chill. Mm-hmm. It was like, and then it was like early, so there was happy hours everywhere. So I'm like, yeah, it's fucking everything was cheap. It was awesome.
I'm surprised it was cheap.
Because it was happy hour. Because I had to be at Riotcast Studios by 6:30. Mm-hmm. So it was like 5 o'clock. It's like, shit, let's start hitting up some happy hours.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. I told Rob, I'm like, go anytime you want me to come, I'm there. He's like, awesome.
But she comes back here. Guys, I'm leaving the show.
Moving to New York.
I wish I could move to New York. But it's too expensive. And I just got a car. I'm like, oh, here's the car back. I don't need this now.
Yeah, you take the bus or taxi.
Yeah, you don't have a car in New York. That's insanity.
So an old friend of yours called the show, right?
Pedro
called.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to play that for everybody and listen to this fucked up phone call.
Yo, what's up? This is Pedro.
Really? That's him?
Here's Pedro.
Yo, Rob, Pedro, what's up, bro? Long time no talking. Sounds to you and shit. You're a fucking homo. I want to fucking beat the shit out of you. You owe me. But in any case, I'm calling because, yo, the other way, I had an idea to get Missy Pussy flavor pancake. Like, you would squeeze Missy Pussy like a mango and shit. You know how you eat a mango that gets messy and shit in your head? Like, do that shit with her pussy and then put the pussy juice in pancake butter and shit.
Oh my God.
And that would be delicious for breakfast every day.
Every day.
That's what I was thinking of her the other day. And obviously fucking the shit out of her while eating pancake pussy flavor of Missy at the same time. And if she eats the pancake, even better. It would be pussy, like cannibalism, somebody in a sexy way and shit.
White pussy.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Cannibalism.
Talk to you later.
Did that freak you out?
Oh, yeah. I was totally freaked out. Dr. Steve was funny, though, because he's like, well, Missy, this should... He's like, this should make you feel better. He's like, in the cooking process, the pussy would just disintegrate. So he's like, it won't taste like anything, so it would be pointless
that's
to know.
And I was
like,
question.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, it freaked me out. I haven't seen it, or I haven't heard of him so long. So it was like, oh, fuck, this guy. Oh, Pedro, I haven't missed you at all. Then he sent me a direct message on Facebook.
He did.
Yeah. Cool. I saw it today.
How is he?
You unblocked him?
I guess. It's in the other file. So I saw it.
Her throwing her laptop out the window.
Do you ever go on Facebook Messenger and it's like you have 99 messages and then you have two other? And I was like, what are these other?
I've never seen
and it was from two people that I have blocked. And I was like, oh, shit. And it was Pedro. I was one of them. I didn't understand what it
was. He's campaigning to have you accept him on Facebook.
No, maybe Twitter, but never Facebook.
No?
Yeah. It's just, like, I got work stuff on there. I don't know. I feel like he would be inappropriate at the wrong time.
Hmm. Especially for somebody like him.
Yeah, so it's like, maybe Twitter one day.
One day.
I'm coming around slowly. But I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's a jackass.
Mango.
I do like mango. The way he says mango. I like that. When he was saying it, I was like, oh, that's not cool.
Mongoloid and cheat.
Mango.
Cannibalism.
Some pussy flavored pancake.
You sound just like him.
Scary, isn't it?
Yes.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show.
I don't think I was trying to be Pedro, really, at that time.
You're probably being like Scarface.
Yeah, it was more of a Scarface thing. Yeah.
It sounds like Scarface more than Pedro.
Everything he does is around food, too. Like this.
That's what I said.
Did he make a strawberry milkshake?
The YouTube video.
With fucking OJ gloves on.
Yeah, it was like grape gloves. It was bizarre. I have no idea.
What a fucking creep.
They raped me in a very unprofessional way. Fucking the shit out of her.
While eating pussy flavored pancake.
Mango. Oh,
mango.
Weirdo.
I like
see, I could take him every once in a while. Every fucking, you know.
Every week.
Every week's
fucking
tough.
Knobby.
Happy. Especially for you.
I think the way you feel about Pager is the way I felt about, what's his face?
Henry Mack?
Yes.
Oh, every fucking week.
Oh, yeah. Henry Mack.
Hey,
I forgot about him. What happened to him?
I wish you was a baseball glove so that I could catch your balls.
Yeah, once in a while was fine. But.
He'd start off with the really good one. All right, I got one more for you.
Yeah, but towards the end, everyone was bad.
Yeah, right. They were like really drawn out, and you're like, that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came with some good ones, but
I just sit here. I'm like, all right, we done?
Yeah, he just vanished. That was crazy.
I wonder what happened to him.
Who knows? So then Rob had a little question for you about our show.
Okay.
And kind of made fun of us, and here's that.
But I have, Missy, I have a question for you if that's jerks related.
Yes.
And it's not really specifically you, but I'm
Jerks Boys.
They're still crying about
what's
being neglected. They still feel like
they feel neglected.
I don't understand how. What else I can possibly do? I'm going to pull. Let me pull a clip. Somebody called.
Who feels neglected?
The Jersey Jerks do, and this is started from day one. So this is not. And I'm sure they're laughing while they're listening to this right now. But
they're doing this show right now.
Yeah, I love that you abandoned their show to come here and do this show.
That's some bullshit.
So here is. All right. So here they talk. Talking now about how they're not getting the love.
Is this recent?
Yeah, someone called in and said that they wanted to be on Riotcast. All right, so this is where it is. Yeah, so here it is.
He said, "Who would?"
Well, if Riotcast is a family, then we're the fucking redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, we're adopted.
We're the black sheep. Apparently,
we're the black kid in the family.
That's not true.
No, that is true.
Oh my god.
Listen, man, call a spade a spade. We are the black sheep of the network.
They love us, though.
I mean, I'm not saying that Rob loves us and we love Rob, but that doesn't matter. It's the other people that don't fucking recognize us.
Okay. Who are the other people?
Okay, first of all, why do they need to be recognized? That's the first thing I don't understand. And you shouldn't really answer for them because you did not. Really...
First of all, I defend it.
Right, I know, I agree.
Okay. And I'm like, that's not true. Everything's great.
And
blah,
this
blah,
black
blah.
Sheep thing, like, I mean.
They were the first show I listened to on the network.
See that?
Yep.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
We high-five right there, by the way. I was like, yeah.
Now, Fabio
is a busy fucking motherfucker.
I don't know what to say. I did get a kick out of the way that they read the tweaked audio. And I don't know if this is on purpose or not, but it's very robotic. I pulled the clip.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go.
Tweaked Audio
offers these earbuds
in
a variety of settings.
Wait.
He's just being professional.
No, but wait, here is...
Let's hear Rob do
it. Here's another clip of Fabio doing it.
If you were in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. Audio.
I have way too much fun with this sound. But yeah, like it's the way they read it. I just got a kick out of it.
Oh,
like they don't
funny.
Have to be so specific. Like they can just talk about it.
Oh, I know.
It sounds very, but it sounds very professional when they
Well, Dr. Steve
has
like
a good voiceover.
Dr. Steve's a
Oh, sure. Cut out the hot chick fucking saying something nice about it.
Who was that? Was that
Leia.
That was Leia.
Leia Bonneman.
Who's Leia Bonneman?
She's another girl on the show.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
She's a like a stand-up comedian.
Ah.
Okay. I met her at a show at a VFW.
Really?
Yeah.
She's really cool.
And then who was the other one?
Lori.
Lori. I thought it was Lori.
Lori's really hot.
She's hot.
She said that you were professional, that it sounded professional. And then the other girl said that you just sounded like you could do a voiceover work. Yeah, this is all gravy.
I do. Work.
Yeah, his voice talks over all of us every week.
That's right.
I don't know. Did it really sound like we were bitching in that clip? I mean, it sounded funny.
It was, you know, I think it was, he isolated what we said,
mm-hmm.
but he really took it out of context because... This was all in regards to that podcast that called in our
right.
show.
Right, he was trying to use us to get on the network, and we're like, you're
the point
the last
is
ones.
Right, the point is, don't use us to get on Riotcast. Use, like, Bobby Kelly. Suck his balls. you know, or Jim Florentine, or
you got to work your way up though.
Get stuck. Yeah, start from the bottom. Work your way
up. Well, I mean, okay, fine, but you can't. Don't use us. The bridge between us and Riotcast is one of those real. You never see Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. You know that long rickety bridge that like breaks apart? That's kind of like the bridge. That's why we don't really tread on it that much. We're still connected, but we don't live on that island, literally. Too,
yeah,
because,
that's true.
You know,
those are far off.
Right. So, you know, we're so far away that we're kind of like we're the rep on the outskirts, you know.
Word.
Right.
Word up.
Thank you, Dr. Steve and Leah, for, and Rob, go fuck yourself. You'll get another perm, you faggot.
Fuck you.
I'm just playing. That was actually funny, I'll be honest with you. When he played them side by side, it was actually really funny.
Fuck you!
I guess I should try and change my voice, maybe sound like a Muppet. All right, what's next?
That's the only clip that...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had some more. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, all in all, you had a good time, though?
Yeah, I loved it. That's it was good. So much fun.
I'm glad.
It was cool to meet everybody.
I think it was a good thing, too, that you went.
Why?
No, because how many times before you were supposed to go
I know.
And never went, you know, and it's always like hearsay talking about it, but never actually doing it. I think it was good.
Yeah, I definitely want to do it.
By the way, did Jesus, was he in the room with you guys?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He was sitting on a couch.
Okay, that's cool. Is this the same spot where Bobby Kelly does his podcast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the red couches? Is that what it is? That they always have pictures on Facebook?
Yeah, it's the same one.
It's all done. I'll write that. All Riotcast posters and shit all over the place.
Shit everywhere, guitars and stuff.
It's set up.
Did you
good.
Tell Rob, by the way, while you were there, that we want our fucking faces off the goddamn?
No, I didn't know that for sure.
Of course you did. We
Yeah, but I didn't know what our new logo was yet. Is it just that circle?
Stupid woman. You're just a woman.
How the hell did I get stuck with you losers?
Okay, never mind. I spoke before I thought.
How many more fucking logos do I have to make? I'm done. The logo business is shut down.
I got it. I should have printed stuff up. I could have covered it up.
It's going on the new website and everything. So, yeah.
Is there a new website?
Coming up soon, yeah.
Sweet, like bear meat.
What?
No, jeez. Yeah, we should all go up there once. I know it would be tough because...
Yeah, Rob said we should go up there and do our show and then do, you know, whoever else.
Here's a crazy, wild thought. Why does anybody come the fuck here?
Come on now. Do they even have cars?
Missy, it's 2013.
No, they have hovercrafts.
No, I just assume that people that live in New York don't have a car.
Horse and buggy.
I don't know why. I think that
you're the dumbest cunt alive.
Jesus, with the cunt.
If there's no cars, then where does the traffic come from?
Cabs.
It's just cabs.
Mostly.
It's just all it's yellow just cabs.
At first. Like, wait, what?
It's mostly cabs. It is mostly cabs.
Oh, God.
Or we could get people to come
What's
here.
What's our new logo?
What Bobby Kelly
it's
came here
Bob,
before.
It's the, he was it's in the Ghostbusters one.
I know. I felt stupid when I said that. sorry.
That's too funny, though, because she... It's obvious you fucking had no idea what you were saying when you said
it. I know!
It was such a brain fart, but you're so innocent. So what's the new logo? It's just like, what the fuck? And then you almost fell off the chair when you played that fucking soundbite. Which is great, because everyone got to see it.
It was perfection.
Stupid woman. It just like flew right off the chair.
Oh my god. That was really fucking funny.
Oh. Holy shit.
Word.
fucking missing. <What's
happening? laughs> But yeah, I think we should all go up there.
I would like to, you know, take a road trip up there and you know, do something together. But it's tough, though. It's really hard
getting
to do.
Four of us up there.
You need like a year's notice.
We should try and do it on a weekend, though. Like, there's got to be like months from now. You know, yeah, like 6-7 months. But if he
<I'm> busy.
You're a busy motherfucker.
You're a busy I didn't know what to say. He's like...
I know. I was like, what did I do?
How about the first weekend in June of 2017?
Got something penciled in, but I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do like a Sunday and just fucking...
Yeah, like if we could do that. Take the train, man. Yeah, show's cheap. It's $30.
There you go.
And we could walk.
You don't whoa.
It's only it's a little over a mile. It's
See, I'd
not
rather
far.
Just go up there and get drunk with the Riotcast people.
Hells yes.
Go out and party. Fuck a show.
I'm down with that, too. I'm down with
that. Yeah, but I mean, while you're there, though, it would be nice to do something together, though.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone.
I mean, besides that, like, to actually do, like, a podcast or something. It would be cool to sit there and actually do something with them. I mean, I had fun the last time we went
up
there.
So did I. I had a blast when we went up there.
For the Glory Hole show. Not so much the Robert Kelly one.
Yeah, that's a whole different dynamic now over there with fucking Gomez and all those fucking nut jobs that he's got on their show. Of course, it's him and what the fuck's his name? DeRosa, Joe DeRosa.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean, yeah. And we drove all the way up there and all the bullshit that I had to go through just for us to listen to Joe DeRosa trying to get hooked up with this horse faced woman.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
We should do another Bobby.
Fuck yourself.
Rob said he got good feedback from the show that I was on with me and Dr. Steve. He said a lot of people liked it.
I would assume so.
It got 14 likes on Facebook.
That would be a lot.
That's 13 more than ours would get.
I like Dr. Steve. I think he's a
funny God,
dude.
Me too.
He's a good dude.
I was really excited to meet him. And Mr. Peepee. I was very excited to meet
Did
Mr.
He wear
Peepee.
It's amazing that you were that excited to meet Mr. Peepee.
Right?
When he's actually... Never mind.
Mr. Creepy.
Creepy, he was so sweet.
Is he? I just know from
Go ahead, Marco. Do that. Do the...
I forget. I haven't heard him... I heard him talk a little bit.
Oh, my God. I love his voice.
Mr. Peepee.
I don't...
He was asking a question for... Because everybody, like, asked medical questions to Dr. Steve, and he, like, you know, gave his expertise. And he had a question from Chris, because Chris wasn't there. I guess he, like, opted out to not come since there were so many people in the studio.
Huh?
And and when he was reading the letter, it was so funny. Like, I like his voice. I like his accent.
Hi, Chris!
Chris. Oh, you mean Fortney Love?
Yeah. Yeah, but not him.
I actually like that. It's pretty funny. Fortney Love. Fucking Chris and Franco are a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Franco's
Well, Chris wasn't there.
No, I'm saying from when we went, he's a trip. Franco, too. Franco's a fucking
Franco's
trip.
Cutie patootie.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's like 5 years old.
Wow.
But he's very cute. He was sick. He's like, I don't feel good.
AIDS.
did you have a thing for Lori?
AIDS?
Lori was nice. That's who I sat next to.
She's fucking smoking.
Mm-hmm. She's really hot.
How come... Here's what... Rob, you're a terrible fucking programmer. How did you not have the two of them rubbing lotion on each other's tits? Like, seriously.
I don't think Lori's that type of girl.
What type is that? Not fun?
No, or like rub tits.
Like, honestly, even if you guys, like, you didn't have to take your shirts off. If you guys just chest bumped, it would have been interesting.
That would have been funny.
And see who falls down first.
You know?
Like, one of them would have went out the fucking window.
I feel like she would fall down first. She was very, very small.
Is she?
She's so small.
Really?
She's like.
But she does
big.
Have big cans. Though,
oh,
right?
Yeah. She has huge boobs, but she's very, very, very tiny.
Oh, okay.
Like, she was like, I was like, holy shit. She's like half of me.
That would be awesome if they did that, and it would be like a snapshot of the aftermath, and Missy would be standing over like Ali over Foreman.
You got knocked the fuck out.
That's how it would probably be.
That'd be awesome.
Because she's waif-like. She's but what? Very hot. She's like waif-like. She's very, very thin. Like, you could tell she like works out and stuff. She's hot.
What does she do besides that? Like, what's her job?
I think she's like a sports chick.
What is it do you do here?
on her Twitter.
I got a little job for you on the side.
She works with this other, these other dudes about sports. She's like a beat reporter type thing.
A beat
reporter? You don't know what a beat reporter off
reporter is?
I guess I'm just a report on.
Shine my bat and balls.
Did I guess that?
I guess so for you to beat. Report this. Shoot your gravy on her face.
Oh my god.
You're a creepster.
Yeah.
Creeper.
The funny thing is got you laughing. That's all that matters. Oh, yeah. Creepy as it is, it's still
creeper.
Funny.
Creeper.
But you are right. If I would have had him,
yeah,
wrestle or something.
Do something. No. I don't want them to look like idiots. I just want to see something that. They should have had a contest, like a tit size contest, or even like a some sort of game where like they're each of them would be like a backboard to something, you know, like bounce something off their tit to get it in. I don't know.
I think the focal point was more Dr. Steve.
Was it?
Yeah. So I think that
why didn't he just give these guys breast exams? He's a doctor, for fuck's sake.
I don't think he would have done that. I don't think Dr. Steve is a creeper.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, but I don't think
he could have gave you free breast exams.
I mean, he could have, but...
He's not like he was going to do it with his hands tied behind his back and his prick out.
Big ass titties!
Maybe Rob doesn't want to be that type of show.
Sorry. Let's just waste time talking about my robotic voice. That was more fun than everybody's titties in the room. Get a doctor there. Jesus Christ.
A note from your doctor saying you don't like to suck cock?
Maybe he did think about it, but the other girl wasn't with it.
That's possible, too.
True. Could have been.
Because, I mean, I don't know her that well, obviously. I only met her once, but she seemed like very sweet.
Yeah.
Like a sweet girl. Like a good girl. Not a bad girl.
Good.
She's DTF. She's down to fuck, man. She looks like she could take a dick. She's a whore. She wants to fuck me. She wants my dick in or around her mouth. A fucking whore.
She wants to suck on your penis.
A blonde with big tits and a hat full of Viagra.
I think about her when I'm mastering.
God damn, that's funny. What are you doing? Why is there a chick on your screen?
It's Mila Kunis.
What? Oh.
Hoo-ah. Is she naked?
She has a sheet on her.
I see the crease going to her box.
She has one leg over.
Yeah, I know. I see the crease from the side going to her box.
See?
The V.
Very nice.
That arrow. She still is a hottie, man. I'm not going to lie.
Sure still? Is. Sure she's is. 25.
I know. No. What I'm saying is, like, she's been out for a decent amount of time now. I mean,
she's just going to get hotter, I feel.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I hope she doesn't, like, look shitty when she's 40.
I don't think she will. She seems like...
I don't think she's going to look shitty, but I don't think she's going to be as hot as she is now.
No?
No.
Very few girls are hotter at 40 than they are at 25.
I don't know, man. There's a couple that...
There's a couple?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, I guess that's
very few,
all you can say.
Though.
Diane Lane was hot when she was 40.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not saying they're not hot when they're 40. I'm just saying when they were 25.
I can't believe
you
just said Diane Lane.
I know, Jesus.
But it's true, though. That's when you noticed her is when she was older.
There was a movie I saw her get bang. She was
Unfaithful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was sick.
Like,
yeah.
Look at, and we, I think we've talked about this before, but look at Cameron Diaz. She's still hot now, but in The Mask.
That's what I was saying
was
to my girl
a
couple weeks ago. No, she wasn't even. She was like 21 in that
movie. I'm saying she was a 30 on a scale. She was like the hottest chick in the world at that time.
If you look at her then and you look at her now, it looks like two totally different people.
Yeah.
She looks more like a duck now than she does a human
being.
She's
still cute.
No, she's still as good looking. Don't get me wrong, but compared.
Oh, my God. She was the hottest girl on the planet back then.
Is that plastic surgery or just old or just age?
I think
combination.
I think she just ages. She was a little more voluptuous in The Mask, you know, like she was curvier. Now she's real thin and muscular and...
She works out too much.
Yeah, she's like a surfer dude. Mm-hmm. You know, she's built like a surfer
She broke her nose a couple times too surfing, so that's probably why her
face
didn't
listen. I haven't even paid attention to anybody anymore, man. I'm fucking lost in that one chick we were talking about.
Jesus.
I'm not... Your brother even texted me today. Yo, your girl's going to be on sports radio. And I'm like, I know, I'm listening.
She's unbelievable.
She's gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous.
That's what your life has come to. That you are obsessing over a local news anchor.
Well, you know what? It's better than fucking sitting there and obsessing over, like, Mila Kunis.
Why?
Because Mila Kunis is in California. It's hard to get to her.
That's true.
Can find where this chick is.
You can.
Creeper.
I'm sure there's an alley between our work
and the
car. I have
a better chance of meeting or bumping into this broad than I do anybody that, you know, we've mentioned before.
I've actually worked with her before.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Last year on Valentine's Day.
How did you not, like, rape her?
I don't know. She's not my cup of tea. She's very pretty.
Really?
Yeah. She's extremely pretty.
I hate to see your
pretty.
Cup of tea.
But there's something about her that I don't find attractive, and I'm not sure what it is.
Does she have an attitude like that?
Yeah.
Made her?
She obviously thinks she's hot shit.
It's because she is.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it a personality thing that you
she
don't like?
She seemed bland. She seemed like a...
First of all, that is total fucking bullshit.
Do you ever think of what it would be like if you met Britney Spears?
Yeah, fucking kill her.
But like it'd be
I
like, hi, nice to meet you. Very like robotic and not really any personality.
Why would you use Britney Spears when you're talking to me about it?
Because that's who I associate her personality with is Britney Spears.
So she's a Looney Tune.
She's very like, hello. Like very like,
sweet. It's not
vapid. Like, like something's missing, like lobotomized.
Yeah, my dick in her mouth.
I don't know. I didn't really engage with her that much.
You know what's funny?
So.
It was sucking his cock!
I was listening to her on the radio, and she was saying how her and the producer, when she does Eagle sideline stuff, not on the sideline, I mean like tailgate stuff,
mm-hmm.
And they have this contest every weekend where... They try to pick the person with the cheesiest or worst line to her. And so far, the one that won was, hey, my wife loves you. Can I get a picture with you? Like, in other words, getting a picture of you for the wife.
Right.
And I'm like, really? That's the line? And I'm thinking, I'd be like, yeah, my penis just died. Can I bury it in your ass? Like, that would be my line, you know? Like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
That's stupid.
It's a horrible
Well,
line.
First of all, they probably had to use a PG-13 type line. I'm sure she's heard much worse than that.
Yeah, I can imagine a guy, like, fumbling out of a bar.
Yeah, like, holy fuck, let me fuck you now. Like,
oh, that's a great soundbite. Thank you.
Ice cream.
I think her boyfriend is a quarterback.
Georgia's quarterback. Yeah, I know. I already sent out a
I thought it was
anthrax
the,
letter to his
I
house.
Thought it was the Phillies relief pitcher.
No, it was for a minute. Yeah. And before him, it was Ponder.
Yeah, fucking faggot.
Yeah, she obviously likes athletes. Which I'm out. Unless you call sumo wrestling athletic.
Listen, I'm fucking awesome at Madden. Does that count?
Yeah, right. Come on.
She's just ridiculous. All the
I don't know what it is. It's just it's kind of like the same reaction I got when I first saw Pamela Anderson. You remember like the first time Pam Anderson jumped on the scene? What?
I can't believe you're blaspheming Pam.
blaspheming.
Talking about? I'm giving her credit.
I know, but you're putting them in the same category.
Punch her really hard, right in her hepatitis.
What do you mean I'm putting them in the same category?
You're putting Casey McDonald in the same category.
What do you have against
Pamela
this girl?
Anderson.
She's that fucking good looking.
She is not. Not as Pamela Anderson.
I disagree. Okay. I'm just saying, I did never noticed anyone since I know, like,
okay,
the first time
that
I know.
That makes more
but
sense.
That's what I'm saying the all whole right time. I'm not saying she's better looking than Pam. Well, now she is. Pam
well,
doesn't
yeah
look that good now.
She looks like a mom.
She cut all her hair off. She got like
she's a pixie.
A lesbian.
Why do girls do that?
That's it's very in right too now.
Oh, fuck. I don't understand that. You're a girl. Grow your fucking hair.
It's very in right now to be pixied.
It's horrible.
Looks like shit.
Fucking retard.
It looks good on Pamela Anderson, I think.
I don't think so.
I don't like short hair. I think it looks good on Pam.
You're a fucking disgrace.
I think it looks better than her having that fucking blonde bombshell haircut
that's
still.
But see, that's that was the shit that was hot.
Yeah, it was awesome, but she's fucking old now. So now she looks ridiculous.
So because she's old, she's got to get the old lady cut?
No, it matches her face well. Like, it really does. If she
old
got
wrinkly.
Like, if she got, like, a like Rihanna haircut, she'd look good, too, you know?
Nah, fuck all that.
I get what you're
grow
saying,
your hair.
But do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, it's like those rockers that never change their style, ever. And they're still doing the same thing that they did when they were 19. And you're like, dude, you look pathetic. Like, fucking stop.
Who's old? Wait, you're saying she's old and wrinkly?
She is.
Pam?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, it's funny you say that. At the gym I go to, you know how, like, the TVs, they have, like, their advertisements, they play, like, music videos and shit? Well, on the TV, there was an interview with Jonathan Davis from Korn. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's got a receding hairline. It's, like, in the middle of his head, but he still has the dreads and shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
Just shave your head at this point.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying.
That's what I mean by that. That's why. That only reason the Pixie Hut. Pixie Hut.
Pizza Hut.
That's the only reason the Pixie Cut is acceptable is from Pamela Anderson because she's old. Right now.
So old people can't have long hair. They should have short hair.
Well,
you
they
notice
can
a lot of older women, like old women, do have short hair.
Well, that's because they've given up on life.
Well, no, because their hair looks like the Crypt Keeper if they let it grow. That's why.
Get a wig.
It's too much maintenance.
Get a wig. I don't want to see my grandmother with a wig.
Look, the wrinkles like an old lady's cunt.
Oh, God.
How old's Pam now?
She's like 50, right?
No. Yeah, almost 50.
No, she's just like mid-40s.
Okay, then she's way too young to have the fucking old lady do.
She's not that much older than me, is she?
I thought that she was like 48 or 49.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought she was like up there.
I met her in her prime, man.
You she met her?
At a car show? Yeah.
I met the Doritos girl at a car show. Allie Landry? Yeah,
I think the Doritos are more evident. So anyway, my point was is that when Pam first blew up on the scene, everybody was like, "What?" She was the hottest thing in the world.
Oh yeah.
You know? What I'm saying is I've never noticed a chick like that since. And for some reason this girl trumps every girl that I thought was like, I used to think Olivia Wilde was like the hottest chick before her. And I'm not saying she's not, but I don't even care anymore. Like, there's no more list. It's just her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll change. It'll change eventually when she probably ends up, whatever, getting butt-fucked by the whole Georgia football. That'll make me feel a little different, I guess. When her vagina is
I like to butt fuck fine ladies.
Her vagina can fit an entire helmet without touching his sides.
Jesus.
Then, yeah.
That soundbite sound like Dr. Steve.
I like to fuck fine ladies.
I like to fuck fine ladies.
A little bit. Dr. Steve.
Shame. But she's just off the charts, man.
I know. I see you liking her pictures on Jersey Jerks' Instagram.
Fucking creep.
You know that shit comes up on Facebook?
Yeah. Okay. It's all hooked up together.
All right.
No, you could just blame it on me, I guess.
No, I knew it wasn't.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, dude. She's fucking...
I'm trying to bang this fucking boy. You want to help me out?
Wow. And you know what the worst part is? What kills me about it? What the conflict that I have is? I'm more of a natural tit guy. And obviously hers are not real. And that's what kills me. She's that one step away from being, you know, perfection. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If her tits were real, she'd be that much hotter.
Yeah, but you're never going to touch them, so what's the difference?
No, but I'm saying, though, like, because her tits are kind of spread out a little bit, and that's the one thing I don't like. That's one, like, when there's a bad boob job, there's too much taint in between the tits. So, you know what I'm talking about? It's like too much of that. Breastplate, like, yeah, you don't want to see that. About. You want those bitches matched.
Squish.
Right.
You
exactly.
Want them wobbling.
Right. Do that again for the camera.
Squish.
You don't want the refund gap.
Ejaculate. Right.
The right. What?
The refund gap.
Why is it called that?
Well, because when you shoot one on their fucking chin, it comes back down.
Holy
it happens
shit.
To Mark all the time.
Learn something new every day.
It's like skee ball, that the return.
Holy shit.
Some got away, honey, here.
Yeah.
The refund gap.
So,
Smurf.
All right, moving on. Let's get off of Casey McDonald.
We're yes.
No one's got on her yet. I forgot. I wanted to bring something up, and I totally... I'm having, like, such a brain fart right now.
Ow. Is it the knockout game?
Oh, Jesus.
What's going on? These fucking...
Someone finally got shot today.
Wait. What are we talking about?
There's a game going around where kids are walking around the unsuspecting people and just swinging on them, knocking them out.
Trying to knock... The point of the game is to knock them out.
Yeah, no, but tell me more. This sounds fun.
The teenagers are going around and punching...
Is this everywhere in the country?
It's mostly in Philly right now.
No, it started in Jersey City... And now I think it kind of creeped. Once
now
they brought,
like,
light to it, now people are doing it.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it, so everyone's doing it. Mm. And they're punching women in, like, the face.
And men.
And yeah. Men. And the goal is to knock them out.
And it's not just like a, you know.
It's jab. Like a
it's
swing.
It's a roundhouse.
I think they stole this from that SNL skit. You ever see that? There was an SNL skit where Andy Samberg would just walk around to random people and just punch the shit out of them. It was the funniest fucking thing. It really was. It was hysterical. Like, unsuspecting people. Like, one guy's, like, sitting at a pizza shop having a slice of pizza, and Andy Samberg just runs up on him. And
that's
club,
exactly what the
club
game
punches
is. Yeah.
Him. This was, like, 4 years ago.
This is, like...
Because when you said it, that's what it reminded me of. And I'm like, Jesus. I wonder if they just saw it and like, hey, we should do this.
I don't know. Kids are doing
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah. It's a bunch of kids. One of them just got a woman getting off the SEPTA bus or the L. Just kind of whoop.
And then the same guy got a girl on Broad Street.
Has anyone died from this game?
Somebody just got shot today.
No. A teacher died.
From getting hit.
He knocked him out and he hit his head on cement. He was out. Was in the alleyway. He was cutting through an alleyway or something. Like four kids. Just when he walked by, they just walked up behind him. You don't see it coming, so you can't brace yourself. So they just got him.
Hmm.
And yeah,
it's fucking stupid.
So somebody finally pulled out a gun
and shot someone three times.
Yeah,
good.
Jesus Christ.
And then the lady that got attacked.
Oh, so the kid got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid that was punching him.
Not the guy died. The kid.
This is a separate. That's a separate incident.
Okay.
Today,
I gotcha.
Somebody actually pulled out. I guess the kid didn't knock him out, so he pulled his gun out and he shot the dude.
He's probably going to go to jail for that.
You know, Chris, I wouldn't doubt that.
It's fucked up, but today, he's probably going to go to jail for that.
Because what about? I mean, the gun's got to be. First of all, the gun's got. Well,
he should have fucking. He should have shot him in both kneecaps.
Yeah. The gun's got to be legal. You know, there's a whole bunch of shit that the cops can really...
Oh, was it a gang member that shot? Like, I don't understand. Why
I'm not sure of the details on that.
Well, you never know who you're fucking
with. This was a nigga that did this.
I mean, there was one video I saw where this woman was just walking down the street, and this guy clocked her from behind. She just...
How do you hit a woman?
It's...
All the videos I've seen...
What's that, Missy?
All the videos I've seen so far were of men hitting women. I haven't seen so any men hitting men yet. I just thought it
was... Now, where are the videos coming from? Do they tape it themselves? Do they have, like, friends tape it?
Security.
Or are they security cameras?
Security cameras, like, because okay. They're fucking everywhere now.
Yeah, I just figured they're that much douchebags that they're going to walk up and just hit random people that they would be videotaping.
No, it's weird. It looks like they're always by themselves, too, which is bizarre. Like, because if it's a knockout game, are you playing it with your friends? Why are you doing it alone?
There's a couple I see.
Okay.
I don't know, Five, if you want to swing over here, here's one.
That's pretty, you actually have it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Check this one. This is fucked up, man. People, just Google it and you'll see it.
I already saw the chick laying
there. Yeah. Watch, you'll see it.
Good God.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the fucking news. Yeah. I don't know what to fucking talk about, but this is one of the ones that he...
Dude, this is a 2.5 minute
video. I know. I'm trying to board it. See, right, that's one of them.
Down goes Frazier.
Here's my look. Right. Boom. Oh, done. Out.
This is a great game. That first one was a guy getting hit.
Yeah, that was a guy. And they kind of just walk right up to him and hit him. That wasn't really a sneak attack, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, at least do it in front of them. Don't hit them in the back of the head.
Well, then they know they would knock somebody out.
Where'd Missy go?
She went to take
a dump.
She's
under the table.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. I was looking under the table. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
She hit her head. Dump.
To the left. Oh, God.
They just fucking that those punches were fucking rough, man.
Roundhouse, man. Just
wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Gotta admit though, it's a little funny to watch.
It is, but it's such an asshole thing to do.
It is an asshole thing to do, but it is a little funny.
I
don't know what the purpose behind it is, though.
It's to knock somebody out. So then their friend does it, and if he doesn't knock somebody out, you're a pussy. You couldn't knock that bitch, you know.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to do it, they should at least be betting on it.
Well, yeah, they don't really go into detail about that, but yeah, you're right. If you're going to fuck somebody up, you might as well put some money on it.
Why not?
That's funny.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people saying, I wish they would do that to me. I'm like, dude, you don't ever see it coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's too late. If they get you, they're going to get you from
behind. Let me ask you something. If you saw this happening, would you do anything? Would you step in?
If it's one person, yeah. If it's four fucking dudes, no.
Unless it was one of his friends that got knocked out, then he'd walked in the other direction.
Gotta go.
Don't you think it would be your natural reaction to be like, yo, what the fuck? What are you doing? Stop.
Hammer time.
Yeah, I mean, they run. They run when they do it. So you're not going to... Well, I'm not going to catch up to them.
I don't think you have the balls.
Your reaction is to go check on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wait for it to be over and then walk over. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, you all right, buddy?
I didn't see it till it happened. Yeah, so...
But oh, my God! What the hell happened?
Most it's I've seen one person do it, and I've seen like four or five kids do it.
To one person?
No,
they walk up in a group, and one of them hits them,
and one of them it's that person's turn, and they just poop crap.
That's so fucking bizarre. It's bizarre.
No, it's not. They got fucking nothing better to do.
And that's not bizarre to you? That's fucking
what the
weird.
Fuck happened?
It's like, who wants to go commit a felony?
Apparently, I really wouldn't say that so much because
it's assault.
There's a lot of things there's a lot of things that could be considered a felony that aren't that drastic and aren't that bad.
Just go shoplift or something. That's a misdemeanor.
What are you, a fucking certified paralegal?
Yes.
Don't do that. That's 5 to 10.
Ex-con. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with Missy. If you're going to break the law, at least do it for some sort of gain in your life, some financial gain, or, you know, why walk up and just punch a random person?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Let me hurt someone.
I mean,
if
they were really tough guys, they'd fight each other, start their own fucking fight club, and see if they can knock each other out. Instead, you're just walking up to some random person, unsuspecting, and punching them in the fucking face.
Because their first rule of Fight Club:
no lube, just joking.
Never.
Holy Santa Claus! Shit.
Second rule:
uncut cocks. Fucking quiz.
Oh man,
that's funny.
Yeah, I don't agree with any of it. I hate to say it though, but I do think it's a little entertaining to a certain extent. Like, When I just saw it, I was like, "Whoa!" Like, you have no choice but to react that way. You know. Now, if this was someone I knew or a relative or my mother, obviously I wouldn't be laughing.
Yeah,
maybe I would a little bit, but not that much.
Not if it was your ma.
She probably had it coming. You don't know her.
Yeah, Fob was the one that knocked her out.
Like, sorry, I win.
Babbity boopy, babbity babbity.
It just seems like it's not a suburban game, it's an inner city game.
It's fucked up, man.
Are you saying that
it's a black thing? Because all the videos I see, it's all fucking black kids.
Goddamn jigaboo.
Not to say that white kids aren't doing it, but they're
like a moulignon. Charcoal briquette.
What kind of moulignons are these?
It's all.
I don't like it.
No, you gotta watch. You gotta watch walking down. You know, in Center City, you gotta watch yourself walking down the block.
See, I don't see that shit happening in the middle of Center City because it's too fucking crowded not to notice.
It's on Broad Street.
People don't
the
give
other
a
day.
Fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, 98% of people mind their own fucking business,
dude. Some girl at 11 o'clock at night over the weekend.
At night is different. You can't see.
It's
at
11
night.
O'clock at night though.
You can't see as well at night.
I can't see. Goddamn it!
God
on
St.
James Place, which is a fucking street.
Isn't that on the fucking Monopoly board game?
Yeah. But between
the Monopoly guys,
fucking 14th and 15th.
Let's go.
It's like
not collect $200.
Sorry, we got into this Ace Ventura thing right now.
That's my favorite part of Ace Ventura. She was
I wish the camera was on you.
No.
No. She was raped, stabbed, and robbed.
Oh!
At least she wasn't knocked out.
That's a full weekend? That's a hat trick.
It was her fourth day in Philly that she just moved from the Midwest.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
City of brotherly love.
And where it all happened,
it sounds like her
right
ass.
And it's not a fucking, it's a well-lit street. It's a street. It has fucking lights on it. It's not an alley. It's not dark.
They like raped her in the middle of the street?
I guess it probably on the fucking closer to the building, I would assume, but it all happened. He didn't kill her or anything. She went back to that place.
You have a center for rape?
But see, the cities aren't safe.
Duh.
Philly sucks.
You think New York is any safer?
No. I think all big cities have problems and crime.
Yeah.
Reach for the sky, honky!
We all need superheroes, I guess.
Well, it's too many. It's a melting pot of people instead of, like, everybody is the same. Like, in suburban areas, everyone on this block probably relatively makes the same amount of money. Like, you know,
I don't know about that. I mean,
like, rich people live with the rich people.
Oh,
and,
okay.
like middle class live with the middle class and so on and so forth. Like, that's what I mean by that. But in the city, fucking one block is fancy schmancy and the next block's, like, ghetto.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, fucking no wonder there's so much crime. Get your shit together.
I'm a black pig.
So you are a believer in segregation by income. You think all the people with the same amount of money should live together.
Well,
and all the poor people should live other places.
Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, I mean, but isn't that how it is?
The rich neighborhoods, should they build fences around so if you only make...
Abso-fucking-that's what gated communities are.
They do that, don't they?
So, like, the movie In Time. Yeah. Where they had the different, you know, you had to have cliffs. So much money.
They were separated by oceans.
Yeah, but that's what they do now. They just, it's not, it's like an unknown fact, not an unsaid fact. Like, everybody knows that that's what's happening. Like, if I'm rich, I'm not living in Camden. Do you know what I mean?
You'd be the king of that motherfucker.
Yeah, and I would probably, and I would be targeted. You know what I mean?
King of Camden, like king of New
York. Missy White.
Right? This is my fucking place. I own this shit.
At least said queen.
Yeah, right.
I know. I'm not a man.
I'm sorry. Should have laughed at that.
So that's, I sound like a man.
I always sound like a man. Texture.
Texture.
Textured voice.
You never know, though. I mean, there probably is. There probably are people that do make a lot of money that choose not to live in fucking, you know, the richest areas.
Probably,
you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Which is cool because they probably want to
save their money more
than
they want to spend it.
Right.
So it's not a bad
Because around here, the richest areas, taxes are like $20,000 a year.
Right. Who the fuck wants to pay?
Who the fuck wants to pay all that?
Exactly.
No. Especially when it's not for anything except for a piece of land.
Well, it goes into the politician's pocket, really, is what it's doing.
And taxes around here go to schools, mostly.
I don't buy that.
You keep believing that.
I don't buy that at all. Schools with the same textbooks for 30 fucking
that's
years.
That's what they said.
When I went to fucking high school, I looked at the fucking inside cover, and it said, like, 1976.
You're like, fucking, shit's done changed.
Like, seriously, no, it's not even that. It's just, like, really, like, come on. I have, there's
your
like,
history book only went up to the 1840s.
There's, like, the scribbling inside of the book literally had shit that happened, like, from, you know, 1982.
Really? And do you I'm think like, they still have textbooks in high school?
Sure they do.
You don't think everything's just online?
No. I don't think all high schools have the money to buy the kids a computer at every desk in every classroom. Right.
I mean, or, no, if they have their own computer.
Every kid. You don't even have a fucking computer. You think a fucking
So now
high
she
schooler?
Wants them to segregate classrooms. Kids with computers, kids without computers.
Laptops here.
Poor people there.
We got laptops and what do you call them?
Tablets
in this room. And we got...
You want to come in this room? Tell your mom to get a job.
Government cheese on this side.
Pen and paper in this room.
Jesus Christ.
Missy for president.
Fucking, I'm retarded tonight. Like,
just tonight.
But I don't know. I didn't think... Because, like, listen... Each classroom has, like, let's say 15 desks in it or 20 desks. If each one of those desks has a computer, then the kids rotate the computer throughout the day. Like, It's not like they have their own personal computer. It's that there's a computer.
Well, if a teacher is doing a lesson, right,
mm-hmm.
and for all the kids to stay on the same page, quote unquote, everyone's going to have to look at a fucking computer.
Yeah.
You can't just pass it around in mid-lesson. And you can't have 10 kids at one fucking computer.
Right.
Those computers would disappear.
All right. Well, you're obviously talking about inner city schools.
No, I'm breaking in.
Well, remember in...
We need no equipment here.
Remember in Lower Merion?
The cameras. They kept activating.
They gave all the kids laptops. But they kept activating the cameras and watching what the kids did.
Mm. Yeah, that's fucking creepy.
I know.
I think it was a creepy dude, though.
Yeah. But one kid wound up getting suspended for smoking weed when he was home.
Huh? What does that have to do with being in a classroom?
I don't know. They wound up getting him. They were like, oh, you're doing drugs. You're suspended from school. We saw it. That's what started this whole spiel. Started the whole thing was that. I don't
know. Okay.
You looked disinterested. I was trying to get you.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
What you going to do about it?
What you going to do?
Hey, Joe Missy. Want some pussy flavor pancake like mango. Hey, you guys want to take a quick break?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go. Tweaked Audio offers these earbuds in a variety of 7 different styles and colors to suit anyone, from bikers to businessmen. You can also choose between mic'd for talking on your cell or non-mic'd for a great music experience. Tweaked Audio earbuds are compatible with all MP3 players, all Apple, and all Android devices. Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited-time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price. That's 1/3 off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping. Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty. Go check out our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
Great, great speakers. Great speakers. Great speakers. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome to Weird Medicine. Dr. Steve. Like,
we're back.
You're like a James Hetfield on helium.
Yeah.
Give me fuel.
Give me fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Stupid.
Nah, yeah.
Hate that clip.
Nah, yeah.
Somebody want to pull up that voicemail?
Yeah. Well, let me get to it.
Yeah, buddy. Chris, where did you find this, by the way?
I believe Andrew Lisa on Facebook.
Okay.
That's where I saw it.
It's pretty funny. Chris emailed us his fucking voicemail.
Honestly, I think that's the only reason I go on Facebook anymore, because Andrew posts some of the most interesting fucking shit.
He does.
He's funny.
It's not even always like funny stuff. It's just like interesting shit. Like, he always links different stories.
He's a cerebral motherfucker, man. He thinks a lot. He does a lot of things.
I like Andrew.
He's got a new blog, too. Does he really?
That.
Yeah. It's...
Irish folder of a booger.
It's something about, like, failing at comedy or something.
Oh, did you want a stick? That. Creeps me out.
He's awesome.
I'm just a stupid round eye.
Click on the link here. I thought this was pretty fucking funny.
It is funny.
But it almost seemed like, we were talking about earlier, it almost seems like it was, could be bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't catch that at all from the voicemail.
No, I thought it was real.
You thought it was real?
No, the guy just sounded so excited.
Hey, Mark, excuse me, I'm on my way 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So I thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in a
Impala. How did he know right away that it was
just
four old ladies?
Just kind of flipped him and turned him around,
you know,
right in front of me, man. That was close.
Hold on,
this guy's getting out of his car.
He's right in front of him.
He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too.
It's like the beginning of
black person,
the Gorillaz song.
She looks
like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's... She
she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it in its side. Oh, there's another one. It's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She beat him. She beat him. She's got this huge big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible.
Yeah, you're laughing at me, you crazy bastard.
She picked this Bible up, and she lifted it way over her head. It was a hardback NVI version. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked this Bible up.
Like, how did you know it's a Bible? Is it right fucking there? A hardback version, too.
Guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of them. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. The little bitty Mother Goose woman. She's stuck into him as he's driving up. Oh, I wish you would have been here, man. Oh, this is just too good. I don't know.
That guy's got the greatest fucking laugh ever.
Yeah. He sounds like a cool dude.
It does sound like the beginning of that Gorilla song. What the hell is the name of that?
Feel good.
Yeah. Burner, I think that's the name of the song, right? Feel good.
What else? It's feel good.
Whatevs.
Feel good.
Feel good, Inc.?
Yeah.
That's it. Play it.
I am home.
Instead of.
Maybe that's where they got it from. Maybe it's really old.
No, there was. Yeah, it's a commercial.
I got my eye on that Reese's.
We split that shit.
He split it with me.
What the fuck is this?
It's the beginning of the song.
It's the beginning of the song.
Yeah, it is.
It starts out with the laugh.
It's the video version.
What? What? Hey, that's a good one. No, wait, I'm not finished holding my side.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine getting your ass whipped by four old ladies?
No.
Yeah. Oh my god, I almost died!
They would kick ass in that knockout game.
With a Bible, right?
And he says.
Hardback, the NIV version! Whatever the fuck that means.
And the video has subtitles, because you can barely understand what the fuck he's talking
about. Yeah, it's a little grainy.
Yeah.
Granny.
It's it might be granny. Old.
Mother Goose just kicked his ass.
That is something.
I don't know. To me, he sounded very believable.
Yeah, same.
Too much detail. That's where I have an issue with it. Too much detail. Like he
was watching something.
Right, but I mean, he knew it was a Bible. I mean, how close is he to know it's a Bible?
It could have been the car right behind the old ladies.
But what I'm saying, hey, but how can you fucking tell it's a Bible? A hardback version of a Bible.
I don't know. Bibles are dark, and then they say, like, Holy Bible and, like, gold on it, so.
Right, but I mean, how did he see it, though? Like,
it could have just been a book.
In the beginning, I can't believe I'm dissecting this. In the beginning of the call, before this shit happened, he said it was raining. You know, it obviously wasn't perfect weather conditions, you know?
Right.
So he had some shit going against him as far as visibility. So it's like now all of a sudden he can see everything.
And she's whacking him with the Bible. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not doubting the part where she picked it up way over her head and beamed him. I'm doubting the major details, you know, not the pepper spray, just that and you know, he automatically is like Mother Goose, and it's just like, I don't know, man. It almost like sounds pre-planned in a sense.
They were on some radio show. The guy was on a radio show, and they and yeah, he I mean, said
I'm
it
not,
was real.
I'm not saying so. I'm right. I'm just saying to me, it sounds a little scripted.
You know. Need to trust the world more.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Shut up! All right, just shut the fuck up!
And you made a good point. It's a 3-minute voicemail.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what's weird to me.
They hang up usually after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, like that's always
the
thing in
1987.
That's true, too.
What do you mean? How long do voicemails go on now?
Call me right now. And just let it ring. We'll see how long the voicemail goes for.
Now, you remember Robert Kelly's on...
That was Skype.
I don't fucking know. Okay, just throwing it out there.
I have you in here more than once. I don't know why.
Stalker. I only have one number.
Oh, I have you at your email address alone.
Yeah. Merge them shits.
I know. Oh my God.
Merge them shits up.
Yeah, I would have stopped and videotaped the shit.
Absolutely.
Fuck that. You'll get more hits on YouTube.
Really? We're listening to
it? No. I just wanted to make sure it was still on. Bada, bada.
Talk sexy into it.
But, I mean, if he wasn't on the phone, I'd say him doing it, but, like, he was in the middle of a call. I don't know. Maybe it just didn't occur to him. I got to hang up and videotape this shit.
Yeah, in the heat of the moment, that's true also.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that he was just in the heat of the moment.
And
but he was like, he
I'm
was
glad
like
he
telling,
didn't, because it would have stopped him from leaving one of the greatest voicemails ever.
He was telling the it's funny, because like he was saying on the voicemail, wait, hold on. Like, all right. Like, nobody's talking to you, dumbass.
Yeah, but like you would do in real life.
Huh?
Like you would do that
he
in real life.
He was talking to the voicemail like there was a person on the other end.
Right. Yeah. That was what I'm saying. Like, he forgot it was a voicemail? Wait, hold on. Give me a second.
Because he was so into it.
Tater salad.
Tater salad?
Yeah. He sounds like that dude.
Does your face look fast? No. Your face does.
All right, so far we're at a minute 32.
Thanks for the update.
No one cares. Feel good.
Shit was funny, though. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. The guy's laughing.
It doesn't matter if it's fake or not. It was funny.
Just like that kid that was getting a tattoo. That turned out to be fake.
Yeah.
But that was still funny to me.
Or the twerking girl.
You're dirty. You know, this shit was funny. What twerking?
You're gay.
The Jimmy Kimmel thing. Where that twerking girl went viral that she caught herself on fire.
Yeah.
And then
was fake?
That was fake, yeah. At the end of the video, Jimmy Kimmel comes in with a fire extinguisher
and puts her out.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I never
his
saw
fucking
the end of
show
it.
Dude, I don't watch Kimmel, but I saw clips of, I guess, his Halloween show. And I guess every year he has people make videos of them telling their kids they ate all the candy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking hysterical.
It's so funny.
Crying, laughing.
Yep.
Kids are such whiny
assholes. It stopped
at
2 minutes.
It stopped at 2 minutes? Mm-hmm.
Didn't he just get in trouble with, like, for saying something about Chinese people and Chinese government, like, demand an apology from him?
Really?
I forgot. Yeah.
Really?
I didn't hear nothing about
that. He did some sort of skit.
You apologize.
Him and Jimmy Fallon had the same joke.
Jimmy Fallon.
In their monologue in the beginning, they both did the same joke on the same day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. How's that possible? Unless they have a fucking writer that sneaks.
It was about Miley Cyrus. It really wasn't very creative. They couldn't.
It was
really,
like a layup, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Miley Cyrus smoked a joint.
What do you say about the Chinese people?
Another news, there's two writers looking for jobs now.
He said something about kill everyone in China. It was a kill everyone in China joke.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Find that.
I think it even was with a Chinese kid.
Is that that Ninja Mouse? Is that
Slant-eyed cocksuckers?
Ninja Mouse.
Did you find it?
Hold on.
Hurry the fuck up.
Wait, Suma. To Najime. To Gigi.
That's so cute. What is that little sound clip of?
It's, believe it or not, have you ever seen Star Wars? The original Star Wars? They're Jawas.
No
That's
way.
The sound they make, yeah.
Oh my god. I need to learn how to speak like that.
That's the fucking best one.
They're the weird looking things, right?
They're like little tiny. They're like midgets,
and they have like no face, right?
Right. They're just cloaks. Yeah. They're wearing like robes,
and it's like eyes,
eyes
and
teeth.
Yeah, they're black.
Oh, they sound so adorable.
That's their like little laugh, I guess.
That's a funny laugh.
Oh, shit. What, is that one getting raped?
Yeah. And someone's sticking a finger out their bunghole.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I said.
This one's got Chinese subtitles, so I don't know if it's if they're like doing, I don't know if they're doing a news cast, but I'm going to see what it is. But it should be the skit.
China, a lot of money. $1.3 trillion. How should we pay them back?
Hugh Kane is all the way over and kill everyone in China.
Kill everyone in China?
Yeah.
It said it.
Interesting idea. Yes.
Put a huge wall so they don't can't come to us.
You're saying build a wall in China?
That's the same dude who left the voicemail. We should be in China.
That would never happen.
A huge pot.
Allie,
you pay it.
When you owe someone money, should you pay them back?
Never.
Well, then they
That's
won't
a Chinese
pay you
girl.
Money anymore.
That's saying that. Ew. And that's the problem.
Should this country be forced to pay our own debts?
Yes!
Yeah, but you just said kill everyone in China a little while ago. What happened to that? Should we allow the Chinese to live?
Yes!
No!
But if we don't allow them to live...
How about you?
But then they will all be killed.
Yeah, they're going to be all
killed.
Shut
this off. Yeah, because fucking annoying.
Jesus Christ.
So that's what they're all up in arms about.
Yeah, it's fucked up. He's an idiot. That's stupid.
It's
not funny, though.
He didn't
though.
Do anything. He didn't do anything. He just repeated with that dumb
Yeah,
dick.
He just repeated it, but whoever thought of that skit stuff. Was stupid.
Why? It's dumb.
It's not it's funny.
It just shows you how dumb kids are in America.
It just shows you how fucked up humanity is in America. It's just another reason for other countries to hate us.
Well, yeah, but who cares? It's done. It was done.
It's
to
a
try
joke.
To make,
Who gives
yeah,
a shit?
Exactly. It was done to just to make people laugh. But
you know what it reminds me of?
Anyone from outside of America is technically an A-Rap.
Yeah.
Right. And that's in a movie that's made to make you laugh.
Oh,
same thing with Jimmy Kimmel tries to make you laugh.
I get that. I do. But he should have known better.
He should have known better.
You're all A-Raps to me. The blacks, the Jews, those blue tree-hugging queers and Avatar.
Avatar.
Oh.
What network is he on?
ABC.
I just watched a clip the other night of Sarah Silverman came on his show.
Yeah.
Oh, first that time, was awesome.
First time they've been like face to face since they broke up. It's like 4 years ago. And man,
funny.
I'll be honest with you, I was cringing a little bit.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman seems like she's like head over heels in love with Jimmy.
She came out with a box full of his old stuff.
Yeah, she's like, I brought some of your stuff. And she pulled out his old jeans. His jeans are like this.
That's the first funny thing she did in 10 years.
Yeah, no shit, right? And yeah, it was really, really awkward. Like, even he was like, really, like, oh, God.
Don't you think that was funny, though?
It was funny, but it was just awkward because she had, like, she just was, like, staring at him. What's funny is Jimmy is, like, in good shape now. He's like a huge celebrity and, you know, he's probably making a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
And when she was with him, he was fat, lazy, barely.
He's doing like the man show.
Right. You know, he was making like 10 bucks an hour.
Why did they break up? Do you remember?
I think he was the one that wanted out.
That's
he wasn't
for
happy.
The new wife?
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing that was funny. Well, she's like, "Oh, you're
gonna,
married now." You know,
if you're not going to date somebody who's wife. Hot, you might as well date somebody who's funny, and she's neither.
I'll be honest with you. I saw his wife. She ain't that much of an upgrade.
No,
really,
not
I never
really.
Saw her.
She's a writer on the on his show.
Yeah, she's not Ooh. That fucking good looking. No offense. She's no Casey McDonald. Anyway, you know, no, seriously, she's just a plain Jane. She's nothing special.
Maybe he likes that. He's like cross-eyed, right? So
he's cross-eyed.
Does he have a lazy
so
eye?
So what does that do to people's looks? If anything, it makes
he
two
doesn't
of you.
See properly.
It makes two of you if you're cross-eyed.
No, he's lazy.
Oh my God, there's a Missy there. There's a Missy there.
I think
there.
So.
I've never noticed that before.
On the man show,
cross-eyed
he did.
You said cross-eyed or lazy?
Lazy, I meant, but okay. I said cross-eyed.
Yeah, you were like, look, there's two Missies. One's there. One's there.
No, he has a lazy
Four
eye.
Four tits.
So maybe he only sees half of them.
Grab the middle ones.
Oh Jesus Christ. Yeah, that. I don't know.
So ABC's Jeez. Constantly like apologizing for him and shit.
I'll tell you what though, I gotta admit, he's got a pretty funny talk show.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
Yeah, he is funny. I like him. I don't like that joke though. It wasn't funny.
Well,
kill the Chinese and the Japs. And,
neither did the Chinese.
While we're doing it,
government.
Move on to the Mexicans.
I just think it's so funny how. Maybe it's just me, but people like Southern people, like hillbillies especially, really, it almost seems like they're a completely different race than human beings.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just so fucking anti-everything. They're pro-guns.
And God.
And God, and anti-everything else.
Right, yeah. They're Anglo-Saxons.
They're not Italian, dude. They're hillbillies. We already went through this. Anglo-Saxons are the Italian people.
Oh, God.
Anglo-Saxons. Did you happen to name that show that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fucking that's
that was a layup, that one.
That's got to be one of our, you know,
yeah.
best of clips right there.
Oh, jeez.
Anglo-Saxons. That is so funny.
Sometimes I don't know where you get. I don't know where you get it.
The meat printer. That was a good one. See, in retrospect, you look back and you're just like, "How the fuck did I come up with that?"
No, the meat printer thing.
Oh, that's legit. That's legit.
That's legit.
Yeah, meat printer.
I'm still
legit.
Thinking that it's possible.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. What the fuck does that even mean?
Oh man.
You're out of your fucking mind.
This thing is an idiot.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
But I mean, if you just line them up from the minute she started opening her mouth more on the show, she's just been knocking.
I know. That's been years. Stop throwing shit in my face.
What I'm saying.
She wasn't scared of Marco and started talking.
Hey, when I knew my role.
Right.
Fucker.
Oh.
I know.
Fuck that.
I'm so mad about the park job out front.
Fuck.
Locks. She's just been, you've been knocking them. I mean, it's every show is something.
I'll tell you what, miss, you've been knocking years off my life. Because sometimes when you'll say something like the Anglo-Saxon, the immediate response from me is almost like a mini heart attack when I'm letting out that first laugh, because it's like...
Like a combustion?
The only way I can describe it is if you're driving, and then all of a sudden a brick wall just appears right in front of your car. That's kind of like how I feel, you know, when you say something like that. Like, I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
That is such a fucked up thing to say.
No, it just...
But it's funny, I like it. But it's fucked up.
You gotta understand, it usually comes out of the blue, and that's a perfect analogy. Because all of a sudden,
that is
man,
a perfect analogy.
Is. And you're driving along, la la la.
Oh shit.
But that's what I mean though. There's like since you've been on this show since the very beginning. There are times where you just...
Evolution.
Like, just off the top of my mind, I think of the Tusami. Like, the first time you actually said
it, I think.
Tusami. And you were so fucking dead serious.
She saw me.
I was like, what? What?
That might have been the first.
I think it was.
You know, the catfish. Even it, not even like the mispronounced words, but the catfish. your explanations of things. Because like you'll start talking, you'll go like a good 2-3 minutes in your explanation. And here's me. I'm just like the dog. Like, like, you know, like my head.
And Chris
tilts
is
to
looking
the side.
At me crooked.
Chris is like, you could just see he's the like, veins start to pop out. He's like, right, he's like just waiting for the fucking story. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I blame the school system.
Oh, man. It's just,
I don't know. Creative.
It's just amazing to
one
me.
One child left behind.
That happens. That law wasn't in place yet.
Anything of that nature, just, it's just so unexpected. Even though it's like, well, that's something Missy would say. It's still unexpected. Even, you know what I mean? Even though yeah. we know you would say something like that, when you say it, we're just like, surprise!
It's that brick wall again.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. And that's why I say you take years off my, because I can't tell you how many times I've left here, left the show with a massive headache on the way home from laughing from whatever it is that you said that cracked us the fuck up.
I'm glad that you guys enjoy my stupidity.
Man,
I don't really think it's stupidity. I just think it's just
creativity.
Lie. It's no, it's just
lie.
It's ignorance.
She's the dumbest person on the planet.
It's ignorance to the truth. I don't know.
Right, but her question to you would be like, "Well, what is the truth then?"
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
I know earthquakes or typhoons are not caused by catfish.
I know that Dr. Steve tweeted a article today about how we could possibly really be living in the Matrix. I think me and him are on the same wavelength.
Well, here's the weird thing.
Well, man, nobody gives a shit about
it. It seemed like you two were on the same wavelength on the show. It was fucking weird. Because he's a very educated man and a doctor.
Yeah. And I would say things and he'd be like,
he's
yeah.
from the South, though.
He is.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means he got his doctorate degree from a pickup truck.
I got it from the General Lee online. I went to the School of Hazard.
Holy shit.
I got my degree from the School of Doctors and Auto Mechanics.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, they give doctorates out to anyone that goes to Panco Tech or DeVry.
Holy shit.
I graduated from the University of Phoenix online.
I still have never put my finger in a butthole. University of Phoenix. What a crock of shit.
University of Hazard County. That's great.
School of Hazard, man. Yeah. That's fucking legit.
Uncle Jesse's the dean.
Oh, shit.
So wrong.
So that's how we justify that you guys are on the same page.
But that's kind of like what I was saying earlier. No offense to Dr. Steve. He's a good guy. I'm just playing. But I think he's just, I don't know about that whole Matrix thing, whatever.
I mean, he didn't write it.
Obviously. Obviously, because he would get his fucking license revoked if he did.
But he posted it, so that's that fine. Means his brain's going to be on the same plate page.
On the same plate with yours? I totally believe that.
It doesn't mean he believes it.
I just heard Boss Hogg.
But he thought it was interesting enough to share to his 20,000 followers. You know what I mean?
Think about that.
He's trying to. Now I'm gonna.
I don't know, Missy.
I'm not jealous.
I hear jealousy in that. 20,000 followers.
I want to know how to make my followers go up. I don't know how.
Show your tits.
Your profile picture be your nipple. Smiley face on it.
Oh man, it really is that easy.
It really is that easy.
Yep.
That's the sad part.
I know.
That's the sad part. That would be the best way to do it. But that's what I was saying earlier, though, about, you know, people. I don't want to say people from the South necessarily, but hillbillies. They're just their own separate race.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't seem like they're from this planet at all.
Like the hills have eyes type people?
I never seen that.
Oh, yeah, like them. Like crazy, just creepers.
But, You know, like I've seen Deliverance. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I don't need.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be in The Hills Have Eyes than Deliverance. I don't think the people, the whatever they were in The Hills Have Eyes, were fucking men in the ass. That's what they were doing in Deliverance.
I think they.
No, I don't. I saw that.
I know they were raping they were, people.
I don't know what they were. They were cutting. Weren't they strapping them up?
They were all fucked
up.
Yeah. It's like one of the scariest movies.
Hmm. But. Anyway.
But yeah, Deliverance is a little bit more fucked up because I think these were like mountain people or something.
Mountain people.
Like, yeah.
dueling banjos.
Like they went to the that like place where all the radiation is and like lived.
Where the Simpsons live?
No, in like Nevada or whatever.
They're not hillbillies, are they?
No, that's what I mean. I think I went off topic.
Oh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There it is.
I think they were like...
it took you the end of the show to get there.
Radiation people or something.
Is that a new race?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They were mountain... They lived in the mountains.
They live in the...
In the desert.
They live in a radiation. That's where they live. That's where they're from. The radiation people. People.
I think where's Dr. Steve from? Kentucky? Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Now if you look at a show like Justified, right? The one town in Kentucky that they're always at where you see like the worst fucking people.
Right.
Look like they haven't showered in years. Mm-hmm. They still have like soot on their fucking face or whatever. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Like the three teeth in their head. The most uneducated motherfuckers ever. Those people actually exist. That's not like just on the show. People like that. As a matter of fact, a lot of these fucking new reality shows have those people in it. You know, like the rich hillbillies and shit like that. Those are exactly what I'm talking about. The most uneducated motherfuckers on this planet.
How are they rich?
They win a lottery or something. They got like their own reality show.
I'm going to get me a double wide after hitting a lottery.
No, I'm not even kidding, man. They win like... unbelievable amounts of money on like kinds that even actors couldn't get in a lifetime of work, and they're buying the most ridiculous shit with it.
Of course.
And it's just like, wow, you know, they're still wearing the same fucking disgusting shirts they wore before they won the lottery. You know, I ain't throwing this out. That's my favorite show. It's got my fucking hole in it from when Tommy shot me.
The only thing they don't buy with all that money is soap.
right. It's too clean. It smells funny. I always thought hillbillies to me were always funny just because they were just so whacked.
Well, you know, it's funny. When Justified first came out, I had zero interest in watching it.
Right.
Because I was like, I can't watch a show about those people.
Those people. Racists. they
fucking
are.
Rednecks and hillbillies. I was like, I have no interest. I'm glad I started watching it because it is a good show.
And I've been to Kentucky, and I can honestly tell you I haven't seen anyone like that.
Right.
I wasn't in the mountains of
Kentucky. Right, you're in a major city.
Yeah, so if anything, the difference between the people in the major city part as opposed to the ones that you see on TV or like the mountain dwellers up there, the difference is night and day because the women in Kentucky are gorgeous. But then you look at the mountain women, and they're like, big and burly and
hairy,
fat and ugly and hairy. Yeah.
Is that where Dexter ended up?
No, it was Alaska, wasn't it?
Was it Alaska? That they never really said.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it was Kentucky.
I know. It looked cold.
Kentucky's not known for its cold.
Right.
It's known more for its cold than it is for its cold.
Really? It's not towards Canada?
No. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's something you should look at your phone for.
Because we're talking about this cell. Awesome.
No, you're a stupid motherfucker. You know.
I remember when we drove to Kentucky, this is how we went. We obviously went into Pennsylvania, basically drove down the bottom, actually into Virginia, back into Pennsylvania, the very bottom of Pennsylvania, all the way to the west, and then emptied out down south. That's how we got there.
Yeah.
So it's like southwest of us.
Okay.
Yeah, so Alaska would be north, straight up. North everywhere from us, because it's pretty much as wide as this country.
Explain it to her how she would understand it. If you look at a map, it's left of us.
Left and down.
Yeah, I realize that answer.
If you knock over an L...
It's underneath Tennessee, right? It's underneath Tennessee, right?
I think it's to the left.
like one child left behind.
Wow. I suck.
Isn't it cold in Kentucky?
Is it warm?
I hear Canada's a beautiful place. They got great beaches.
Snows every day in Hawaii. Would want to live there.
Do you know a volcano shoots out snow cones? That's the number one export of Hawaii, snow cones. That's where freeze pops come from. I'm assuming you don't have IMAPs on that phone, do you?
No, but I'm looking up a map now.
Are you?
Because
Well, they call it the South Pole. Doesn't mean it's south.
Well, that's actually funny because that took me up until like when I was 14 before I figured that out. I always thought the South Pole was south.
Right.
And the North Pole was north.
Right.
And I had no idea it wasn't. I was shocked when I first heard that. I was like, really?
Well, yeah, because you're trying to explain something to a child that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, but it was never explained to me. It was I just heard the name, and I'm like, oh, North Pole.
Well, yeah.
Santa's coming from the north, and technically he's actually coming from the south.
Why?
I don't know. I don't get it. Right? I agree.
So wait, the North Pole is not north? So the North Pole is not cold?
I guess not. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Did it change?
I don't know. Look it up.
Global warming. Ice caps are melting. Bad news.
Oh, Kentucky's next to West Virginia.
Hee-haw!
Even better.
West Virginia. West. Remember that. West. South. West. Kentucky's 16 miles off the coast of New Jersey. It's its own island. It's south of Haiti. You know what the crazy thing is? Kentucky, people that live in Kentucky, they don't even know where Kentucky is on the fucking map either. Even West Virginia, they don't know where the fuck was.
Is that by the equator?
You show them a map, they point out Greece.
Oh, do you say Ecuador? Oh my God. This shit's too funny. Wait, what did you say you were looking up?
The North Pole.
The North Pole, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have no idea.
Down by New Mexico.
North Pole is in Nevada. We're right next to the Bunny Ranch.
It says it's in the north. I don't know what you're talking
about. Is it?
About.
Okay. Well, what about the South Pole?
Are you fucking with me?
No, what about the South Pole?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
It's south. What?
Is it cold in the North Pole?
Yeah, there was snow in the picture.
Was Santa Claus in the picture also?
Frosty the Snowman.
Look, Chris. See, there's snow.
I see it.
Do you see that red light in the back? It's Rudolph's nose.
The other one didn't have a picture, though. Do people not live on the South Pole?
It's kind of hard to keep climbing up that thing, and people trying to climb up all the time. I have no idea. I don't know what's there.
I feel like I know more about the North Pole. I don't know why.
I feel like you don't know anything about the poles.
I don't know. Antarctica is by... I don't know. Fuck it. It's south. It's coordinates. We're there.
Coordinates.
They said southern shit, and so. I.
Poor Missy. Whoa. It's hot.
Is it cold in the South Pole, too?
Huh?
Is it cold in the South Pole?
Why are you... do I look like the fucking weatherman from South Pole? I don't go there. I've never been. I hear it's beautiful this time of year, though. I don't know. I have no idea. You have a smartphone. Look it up.
Now it's time to go, because it's the season. So the elves are making all the toys and shit.
Where at?
In the South Pole.
See, that's the shit that's confusing me.
I thought they were in the North Pole.
Well, they were, but the blacks moved in the neighborhood.
They moved operations.
We're moving on up.
Holy shit.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, racism.
Goddamn black elves.
Objection! Extremely racist! Oh. I'm crazy! Nigga! I'm the same!
Holy shit.
Oh my god. It's all Section 8 housing.
Jesus.
Section 8.
The igloos have boarded windows.
The igloo. They're not igloos. They're actually the igloo coolers.
Oh, that's great.
They were filled with Mexicans.
That went in an unexpected direction.
It sure did.
I was like,
north, south, and then right to racism. Took a hard left and went to racism. Ah, shit. I don't see why we should ruin this show anymore.
No.
End it.
I believe it's time to end it.
I say we leave it with that great joke. Run.
All right.
Oh, my God.
We good? All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be off next week because it is Thanksgiving.
What is it?
Thanksgiving.
It's Murder and Native American Day.
She's like, flunk, drop them. I don't even know what the... That was supposed to be, but...
It's Thanksgiving. We won't be there. But we'll be here the following week. Make sure to download the Riotcast app and listen to us anytime you want. And everybody else. And, again, go to iTunes. What's that? Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. See you guys in 2 weeks.
So suck a dick! Bon voyage, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes! The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing callers are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in two different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days,
he's
going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.